So we begin another jolly, thrill-packed evening in Kiddyland.
You said it.
Bill, I'm going to order some sound effects and see if you remember what they are.
All right. Oh, I remember that.
We're aboard the U.S. Enterprise.
Hey, there's my chair. I'm going to sit on it. Hold on a second, Jim.
Okay, you're there.
It still
fits. The bridge is around you.
Yes.
You are Captain Kirk.
I am Captain Kirk.
We've gone back to the 20th century, and you're Captain Kirk with this incredible power at your disposal.
Yes.
We have a world down there that Roddenberry and Shatner live on.
Yes.
Which is unfair, intolerable, full of violence, bias, and so on.
Yes.
What would you as Captain Kirk do to change this?
Let them suffer. I mean it. If they can't work out their problems, if Captain Kirk and the Enterprise has to solve their problems, we'll have to make frequent visits. Seriously. And now, get off my bridge. Scotty, ahead. Warp factor one.
Yes, folks, that's the kind of night it's going to be. Yeah, I hope you're on board with it. That, quite frankly, I hope everyone is on. I hope everyone's on board somewhere along the way. On the shortwave radio, on the internet, on the starship. Who knows? Who knows where you're at tonight, man? But you're digging the Lost Discs radio show on WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, USA. Well, why do we do this? I don't know. Doc, Dr. Doc Brown, he's over there. His microphone's on, we think.
Yep. I'm here.
Now, Dr. Doc Brown is like the Mr. Spock of this show.
Mr. Doc.
You're Dr. Spock. Although he knows.
Dr.
Know.
Doc.
Okay. And so he's a science officer, is what we're saying. He knows things about science and biology.
Uh-huh.
Chemical compounds. And tonight on the show, that's going to come in handy, I think. Well, it just came in handy.
Huh?
Because, well, Doc, you know what? Today marked the return of the original Star Trek series to syndication on Saturdays around 5 or 6 p.m. on your time zone there. And did you hear about this, Doc?
No, I did not.
They've taken all the old original episodes from Star Trek in, of the 60s, the original series, and they've redone the special effects to update them.
What do you mean?
Like enhanced. Remember how they did that with the Star Wars movies about 5-10 years ago? They re-released Star Wars, but they redid the explosions and the lasers and
so
things.
You mean like the rocks aren't going to look like paper mache anymore?
Exactly. unfortunately, they're still acting inside of a paper bag.
Right.
They can't get out of that, but They can only update certain things with the current technology. Maybe like in another 100 years, we can update the.
Have you seen one?
The acting. It was on today. It debuted today in syndication.
How was it?
September 16th. And they showed two episodes. I saw the one called Miri, the one where the kids are on the planet and they're bonk, bonk on the head. Hit him. Look at the blood on my face. Now look at the blood in your hands.
Right.
Blood on your hands. Now who does the hurting? It's you.
Okay.
Hurting, killing, doing bad impersonations of James T. Kirk.
But I'm wondering about the rocks.
Oh, the rocks. Well, the rocks are kind of the same, but it's like if you look farther back in the background, the sky is like kind of a psychedelic color. Uh-huh. And like, but like more like the star fields, like the outside of the ship looks better. The planets from the outer space point of view, the phaser shots, the photon torpedoes, all that stuff is much better looking, more slick, but clean. It's clean. You know, they updated it. That's all.
So did it lose some of its appeal, you think?
It depends on how much you're into the kitsch, I think, of the original series, right?
Okay.
I thought that they did it tastefully enough that it didn't ruin it for me.
Well, the acting will, you know, like you just said, the acting will still be there.
Right, and the cheesy uniforms and the costuming and whatnot. So, So anyway, that's all well and good. And so we were kicking it off there with a little bit of Star Trek theme. That's actually the B-side of a Leonard Nimoy 45 off the Dot Records label, 1967. Doc, how you feel?
I feel good.
You're okay over there?
I am. I'm really am.
What are you eating something, or you just got...
I'm eating some popcorn.
You are having
some
popcorn.
As always, yeah. Oh, you got to have some of
that. Did you get yourself a beverage?
I did get myself a beverage, too, to wash it down, yeah.
You did?
I did.
Hey, Can I get you anything else to eat? Have you heard the problem? We've got some problem with spinach. Have you heard about this?
Oh, in the bags?
Yeah, well, people are...
Like, you assume if you buy vegetables in a bag that they're going to be okay. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I've had a lot of people admit to me that
Once they've been processed,
right,
they'll be all right.
Right. I mean, that gets all the bad stuff out of them.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, if there's a lot of people this week who have admitted to me that they buy those bags secretly. Secretly. And they just throw them in a bowl and serve them as salad, like when they have a party.
Yeah, right.
They don't bother rinsing them because it's already in a bag.
Whoa.
You figured it would have gotten rinsed before it went in the bag. You know what I'm saying? Spinach in a bag.
Yeah. Well, they may be rinsing it, but they can't actually kill the bacteria that's killing people now, apparently. I don't know, in several states. I don't know, people, if you've been affected by this spinach tragedy, we ask that you contact us tonight. We're on live tonight, and you get in the old email browser thing or whatever you do there. You get on your email client.
The ultimate spinach or something?
Well, see, now there you go. Doc, I was just going to throw it over to you and say, obviously, this is a setup for some great, or, well, maybe not so great, but some group out of the 60s that we're going to have to spin, and you came up with it. We are going to have to do the ultimate spinach. But
the bad spinach.
Tell you what, man.
The funky spinach.
Yeah. Well, that's, after the drugs kicked in, it wasn't funny anymore. You know, by the third album, they really did. It really was like E. coli spinach.
Right.
But you get in on the email tonight. It's lost@wbcq.us. All right, on the email. And we know that you're out there. We know that you're digging it. So get in. Let us know how you've been affected by the spinach tragedy, which is currently gripping our nation.
Jesse just came up with a good one.
What's that?
The spinach conspiracy. See?
Oh, like a peanut butter conspiracy.
Right.
Only, yeah. Well,
it's the ultimate spinach conspiracy.
Well, and it might be. And we got to get to the bottom of it is the thing here, folks. So let's do it tonight. We're going to kick it off. It's going to be a double play on this spinach supermarket issue. We're going to first play a record from Lenny and Dick. Yeah, man, talking supermarket blues tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Well, there once was a time in the days of yore when you'd walk into a grocery store and squeeze everything to make sure it was fresh, even the old lady behind the counter. Just a little store in your neighborhood and you knew the food they carried was good. I mean, 50 million flies can't be wrong.
Then some fellow invented a mart where you walk around with a shopping cart. That's how the whole thing got its start. We've been suffering ever since. In addition to miles and miles of shelves, we got crazy doors that open by themselves. And if you walk into the one marked out, the thing swings open, gives you a shot in the mouth. And if you run up on them too fast, they stay closed.
And that thing they call the shopping cart, well, to run that thing is really an art. I think they have elves that come in at night and file down the wheels so they swerve to the right, knocking over that beautiful display case of marinated octopus suction cups.
At the checkout counter, for an added treat, you get savings stamps with your groceries and meat. You arrive home in a joyful mood and find the stamps all stuck to the food. But they're pretty tasty once you get used to them.
But despite all that business contrived, that little store has still survived. You'll find one in every neighborhood where you can still squeeze the rolls to make sure they're good. And besides, everybody knows that squeezing things is good for you, psychologically.
If anybody asks you, I'm a natural man, and I take my pleasure natural as I can. Well, there ain't no pleasure like a natural brew. Tall and bold, Duke is a natural beer for the natural man. Well, they age it easy,
yes, they do. Yes,
and they
do.
Age it slow.
Yes, they do.
Yes, so they get that natural flavor,
yes,
like
yes,
the beers of long ago.
Yes, they do. Yes,
it's
they
a natural
do.
Brew. Well, they know what to do. And
oh my yes, Duke is the natural beer for the natural man.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
He's the hottest thing in the country.
Oh yeah.
Hi folks, it's Buster from the one-stop shop and drop market in South Hole. Back again. Safety tip number 2. Hey kids, those little plastic bags we give you with your groceries. Whatever you do, don't tie one around your brother's head. It could represent a choking hazard. Go hit him with a water balloon or wet banana instead.
Lost Discs Radio.
If they had any sense, you think they'd act like that, dress like that, live like that, wear their hair like that?
I saw a funny freak parade marching down the street. They were acting very strange, kissing everybody they strong blues. They were making a very strange sound that was hard to describe, but you know that something good's going round.
Happening, baby.
International Shortwave, this is the planet.
Another hour of good times and more music.
I think one fan comment we got during the third year quite often was, how come Captain Kirk gets a new girl every week?
Well, he uses up the old one.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's gonna teach you how to swing.
Hi.
Yes, Chesty, thank you for posing for that promo. All right, here she is. Is she on the microphone there, Chesty?
Here I am.
All right. Now, I don't even remember what record you pulled out this week, so give it to us straight, man.
Well, sometimes I'm the third wheel here.
Well, all right.
I feel a little unimportant.
That was tone there, Chesty.
It's true.
Check the attitude at the door.
I've been working here a long time, Jimmy, and I think I deserve to maybe put some of these things together and be on the microphone a little longer.
Uh-huh.
Did
you say you want a longer microphone? a longer phallic-looking microphone? Is that what you would like?
Hey, I don't care what they say. Girls do like the longer microphones. Okay.
Jeez. Can I get you any produce, like spinach or a cucumber, maybe? What you're looking for there. Chesty, go ahead.
All right. This is a religious song, as religious as I can get.
Jeez, all right.
This little light of mine, baby, I'm going to let it shine.
You got it.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
every way.
Hey, I'm gonna let my little light shine.
This little light of mine.
To hear from the one-stop shop and drop market in South Hole. Safety tip number 3. This one's for all you nature lovers. Hey, if you're out there in the wilderness picking your berries and mushrooms and are doubtful whether they're Plutius sylvanus or poisonous or not, why don't you just bring them in here to the one-stop shop and drop market in South Hole, where our friendly produce experts can give you the score.
Lost Discs Radio.
You're talking, are you crazy?
Take
if they can't work out their problems, if Captain Kirk and the Enterprise has to solve their problems.
What's the time?
10:24.
Temperature.
About 66 degrees.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Well, the weather forecast is looking pretty okay, I guess. Except if you're living in Canada or Scandinavia tonight, be alert for auroras this very night. A solar wind stream is heading for Earth and may spark a mild geomagnetic storm when it hits. Watch out, folks. Currently, there's a solar wind speed of around 350 kilometers per second, with a proton density around 2.4 protons per cubic centimeter. Locally in the mid-latitudes here, we've got about a 10 to 15% chance of active geomagnetic storms over the next 48 hours, 5% chance of minor storms, and only a 1% chance of severe geomagnetic storms over the next 48 hours. That's in the mid-latitudes, folks. Yeah, that's exciting. So we're getting good signal reports in from everybody all over. All the regulars have checked in, folks. Why haven't you checked in? Let's see. Mike in Keswick, Ontario, of course, has checked in tonight. He's getting a solid signal, even on his little Yacht Boy. Hey, his Yacht Boy 400 tonight is getting it, man. What can I tell you? And down here is good old Cosmic Debris. You know that guy, Cosmic Debris, from the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show, checking in on Dr. Spock here in the studio. Because Dr. Doc Brown, just for tonight anyway, he's got the ears on. And he's got, yes, Doc, it's true.
What?
People know you can't hide anymore. That's Cosmic Debris checking in. And by the way, he says he has the NASA channel on TV with the sound down in the background. So, you know, every time you think you're the geekiest, you know, there's always one guy to one up you. And, come on. That's the kind of guy he is, and we love it. Hey, Lost Disc Radio Show coming out there to Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Of course, a terrific signal coming out there in 7415. And Living Long and Prosper, here is, what's his name, down in East Tennessee, Chris, good old Chris. And he's actually looking forward to the new Doctor Who episodes that are coming out at the end of this month, folks. Rabishu out in West Texas got the 811 rig ablazing. And dig in what he says, don't eat the spinach and also don't eat the yellow acid, man.
Oh.
He's giving you a little heads up there, folks.
How about the yellow snow?
Yeah, well, see, there's a reference to something. Joe Stacks is checking in on the email, and this is weird because I think he's on the phone. Joe Stacks, are you on the phone?
I am on all media right now. I'm also checking the Lost Disc Forum, even as we speak.
Joe Stacks is got his finger in all the media pies these days. And
all the media outlets.
Oh, my God. Mike in beautiful downtown Keswick, Ontario, we think. Oh, he's back again. Is it the same? Yeah, it's the same guy. And he's saying that he's digging out something about mushrooms. Oh, you people and your drug problems. I don't know, man.
That had to do with the safety tip.
You know, every time I get a headache now, I get like aspirin flashbacks. That's my hang up, you know. Tim in Delaware is taking credit for us playing the Ultimate Spinach. Tim in Delaware says, you know, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have that Ultimate Spinach album. And that's not true, but it's true that we played it for him one time when he was interested. So it's true. We've got one person out there at least who enjoys that music by the Ultimate Spinach. And he says, since I hipped you up to the Ultimate Spinach, maybe I get a prize like Chesty takes me out for dinner. Or maybe she could, well, never mind. Oh, God. And he says, you know, since all the people died from that spinach, I have to play a track off the album called The Hip Death Goddess. Yes, well, that's true. What did we play? We heard Funny Freak Parade off of side two of the Ultimate Spinach LP on the MGM label. And then we went into Chesty's Chick Pick. It was, ladies and gentlemen, The Back Porch Majority off the Epic label. And sure enough, there was the Chicago Loop after that on the Dynavoice label with their version of Richard Corey. Yeah, the old Simon and Garfunkel tune there, man. And did they tear that one out with a vengeance. Man, they sounded a little angry. All right, well, I'll get the Ultimate Spinach Hip Death Goddess going in the background. While we check in with Joe Stacks on the phone, watch out.
See the glazed eyes.
Oh, my God.
Touch the dead skin.
See, this is not funny.
Feel the cold lips.
Okay, so that is now a registered
and
trait.
Know the warmth of the hip death goddess.
What was that, Joe?
Just saying the hip death goddess is now an officially registered trademark. Yes. Along with the name Ultimate Spinach. I believe they're now in the hands of Alan Lorber.
Yeah.
Who's overseeing the entire Bosstown legacy.
Yes, the Ultimate Spinach, Joe. Go ahead. They were out of Boston. Isn't that true?
I'm sorry?
The Ultimate Spinach was out of Boston. Is that true?
That's correct. They were part of that Bosstown Sound promotion that MGM tried to put together with Lorber. And, the Spinach, the Beacon Street Union, a couple other bands like, was it Orpheus, I think, was involved?
Orpheus, yeah, man.
And the Ultimate Spinach were actually the best on the charts of any of the Bosstown bands.
Yeah. Well, sure. And they always...
They had the hip death goddess.
They always seem to help us out in a pinch. Okay, so anyway, that's what's going on. Now, Joe, here's the thing. With all these people that are getting in on the action, real quick, Doc, give them the email in case anyone out there is new listening to the show and they want to get hip. Go ahead.
Right, see, this is how those people did it. They went lost at WBCQ.us. Like, that's it. Yeah, WBCQ, lost at WBCQ.us.
All right.
That's it.
So get in on it, folks, if you're digging the action. And we do appreciate all that stuff. And, of course, you know, we do give out QSL cards for this very program for WBCQ and especially for this show. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, give us a little reception report tonight. We'll shout back at you, and we'll get the QSL card in the mail. You can also send reception reports to Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
USA.
USA. And now, Joe, also besides WBCQ, sometimes we're on syndicated, I guess, at 5 in the morning on Tuesdays. Downtown Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Hey,
on the incredible sounds of CKDU 88.1 FM.
I got a little nervous this week when I was watching the news and heard about some crazed gunman at a college in Canada. I thought maybe he had listened to our show and freaked out and started shooting people or something.
Yes.
That wasn't the same place, was it?
Well, it's...
That was Montreal. Oh,
okay.
Well, that's bound to happen,
That's
though,
a load
right?
off my back.
It's all going to come down in some flaming hoop at some point.
Right.
So I wouldn't have been surprised. But,
okay.
But, all Joe, right. Occasionally, because of all these Canadians that check in on our show, we like to do some of the Canadian garage band action. And we've done a number of groups over the past year or two. But we've never played this group here called the Pembroke... I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Pembroke Limited.
Yeah, I think that's right.
What's the story here?
What are you playing tonight, Jim?
Sleepy John.
John, right on, man. The flip side, side B of their one and only single from 1967 on the Debutone, or maybe it's Debutone label. They came from Canada. They moved down to the lower 48 and recorded in Washington State, which is where this label, I guess, emerged from. And that is their whole legacy right there, man.
All right, well, let's get down to it here tonight on the show for all them Canadian folks. Someone out there might remember this group, Pembroke Limited, Sleepy John, exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
You always say that you'll go into the store when you walk out on me and softly shut the door. John, Sleepy John, Sleepy John,
slowly through your mind. So you've gone to meet the man to see if you can find that morning feeling that eases all the pain, that gentle state of being that will come again. Sleepy John, sleepy John. Shadow walks like a willow tree. You're with Sleepy John in the eternity. Sleepy John, Sleepy John, Sleepy John, Sleepy John, Sleepy John. You come to me, Sleepy John. Sleepy John.
Lost Discs Radio, do do.
Lost Discs Radio, do do. Lost Discs Radio, do do. Lost Discs Radio, do do. Lost Discs Radio, do do. Lost Discs Radio, do do. Lost Discs Radio, do do. Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
Here comes another oldie, but not necessarily a goodie.
Had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay, and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around, and I noticed there wasn't a chair. She said, it's time for bed. She told me she worked in the morning and started to lie. I told her
Squaresville!
Am I boring you?
No, go ahead, please.
Are you ready? All right, here's your first question for $100. Where can you find 75 great orchestras, 150 leading vocalists, and all your favorite music? Here's a hint. It's only a few steps away.
Lost Discs Radio!
You said it, the secret words. So come on over, folks, and take a look. You'll find your favorite records. Stop at the bar on the way over and tell them I sent you.
Won't you wear my high school ring?
Okay, the soothing sounds, the soothing out of tune sounds now of the Fantastic DJs. Sure, that's a Pittsburgh group, and Joe Stax being on the line here from Pittsburgh, PA, will tell you about that. Now go ahead, Joe, you're there on the line with us still.
Yeah, it was really great hearing Sebastian Cabot doing the Beatles.
Now, come on.
Was that Sebastian Cabot doing Norwegian Wood?
Well, you know, that's interesting. You say Sebastian Cabot. Doc thought that surely that was Leonard Nimoy doing...
That seemed too easy.
Norwegian Wood. Yeah, that would have been...
I was just thinking, yeah. Like, really,
sorry,
really great
Joe.
Celebrity versions. Like, Sebastian Cabot did a whole album of Dylan.
Yeah, well...
in his day. He was, of course, for you... old enough to remember, he was Mr. French on Family Affair.
Yes, yes. Well, we're old enough to remember, Joe. Thank you very much. No, folks. That guess what? Are you okay? That was Waylon Jennings.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Before he hit it big and embraced his country roots, apparently, off the RCA Victor record, we got the 45 here out of 1966. The one and only Waylon Jennings with Norwegian Wood. And before that, we kicked off the set with Pembroke Limited out of a Canadian garage band there. We take it out of somewhere. Were they out of the Yorkville thing, Joe?
No, I'm guessing since they ended up moving into the Washington State and recording there, maybe they were from like the Vancouver, B.C. area.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well now, Joe, we're going into a thing here where I came across a group. In fact, an entire album by a group that really scared me, freaked me out a little bit. I wasn't sure that this kind of thing should exist. The group is called the 5 Day Week Straw People. Okay? And apparently it's an album from about 1967. And that's really all I know. And yes. Okay. Go ahead. Get on the microphone if you're going to make that joke, Chesty. The 5 Day Week Straw People. Well, what are they the other 2 days of the week, Chesty? Chesty will take credit for that, maybe. But, Joe, I threw that out to you earlier and said, can you tell me anything? So what can you tell me?
Well, you know, I went to my resources for looking this sort of thing up when I don't know anything about a band, and I know nothing about the 5 Day Week Straw People. Now, having done a little research, I still don't know much about the 5 Day Week Straw People.
Yeah, man.
Other than this was on the Saga label from the UK in 68, actually, Jim. The one name that I saw connected in this one article about them was a guy named John DeCann. And I'm going, why does that sound familiar?
Yeah, John DeCann.
And took a little looking, but the name John DeCann actually belongs to an earlier mod group called The Attack. He was one of their guitarists. They put out a handful of singles.
There you go.
And apparently, he was brought in by this Saga Records label to just put together a psychedelic cash-in quickie. And he assembled a band. It was like a studio thing. And they recorded it in probably, you know, like a day.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I've got a little treat for you because I'm going to do a kind of a twin spin. We're going to hear the 5-Day Week Straw People, and then we're going to hear something by The Attack.
Oh, very nice.
Let's dig it tonight, folks. And yeah, man. Here they come.
Do not adjust your sets. What you are about to hear is not the work of a CBC technician gone mad. It's the sound of a Sasquatch.
We'll be right back. ambitions where its eyes. Velvet dreams, oppositions fly. You'll never get there, they'd like to say. But I'm gonna hit the top someday.
Man, are you kidding me? The out-of-sight sounds now of The Attack making the rounds on Lost Discs Radio Show tonight. And before that, it was The 5-Day Week Straw People, which was another project of John Ducan, who was a premier member of The Attack. And Mike in Keswick, Ontario, writes in to remind us that John Ducan was also in a group called Atomic Rooster. Yes, and he was also in a group called Andromeda, which I'm trying to get my hands on some stuff by that. So let's just keep going around and around about that, folks. Good old Rockin' Art Lewis emailing in tonight and saying, now here's what he says. Well, listen, he has some up and down. He's been in the hospital, okay, folks? It's not funny. None of this is funny. The show is not funny. Would you please stop? Okay. Now here's the problem, folks. Rockin' Art Lewis emails in and he says, okay, if you bought some of that bagged spinach, right, and you ate it and had the E. coli sprinkled on it, like so much vinegar, so much balsamic. He says, if you eat that spinach and you almost die, but you didn't quite die, would that mean that that would be your penultimate spinach? See? Come on. He's not. Susie Stompers just emailed in.
Uh-oh.
Susie Stompers emails in and says, Joe Stacks, who doesn't even come to the studio, gets a whole friggin' bio on our website. And poor Chesty, who shows up every week and drinks the beer and makes the popcorn, she don't get nothing. She gets nothing on the website at all. Folks, it's true. Check out our website, Lost Discs Radio Show. tripod.com.
And see how little we have about Chesty on
and
there.
Just get in. Well, Chesty has a place on the forums there. If you want to communicate with Chesty, she has a little thing going on our forums. If you go to the main page, you'll see it. Whatever you do, don't put the W's in front of this tripod thing. And it's, by the way, it's discs with a C. People, would you get on board with that eventually? On the air for 5 years and people still spelling it with a K.
Jimmy, speaking of the forums, is it going to be possible? Do I have time to honor my pledge?
I wish you would, Doc. Did you tell me about your pledge?
I'm ready. My pledge here was that is if anybody started a thread in my forums, I would do an a cappella version of Scarborough Fair.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking because I don't even know the words to it, but I'm going to give it a shot.
You want to play it on your thing?
I even brought my little thing here. Yeah. Oh,
play your Mando banjo.
Little Mando banjo. Let me just get it tuned here a little bit, and
tune that up.
Okay. That's okay.
It's pretty good. All right, lay it on us, man.
I'm just about ready. Okay. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Yes.
Remember me, I'm the one that lives there. I once was a true friend of mine.
All right, Doc, go have another beer. Now, see...
That was my imitation of Leonard Nimoy doing Scarborough Fair.
I was going to say, Leonard Nimoy ain't got nothing on you, man. That's what I want to say. That's just... Oh, that's a golden throat if ever I've heard one. And
Do you want more?
Yeah, no, actually, okay. Could you lay down a little bit of the lick? Could you lay down the Star Trek theme for us?
Sure, I can do that.
Lay down the lick.
I can do that.
The Star Trek theme song.
Because that has no words in it.
No, just right, don't right. sing
here
that
Here we
one.
Go, here. That's something, it goes something like this, here. All right. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking for?
Now you got it now, man. There's no words on this one, huh? Hey, you know,
I'm in a spaceship traveling through space.
Okay, Doc, while you're playing, I'm going to turn down your microphone, no offense, and tell you that good old Kevin in someplace is giving us a signal report tonight. Who is it? Kevin in Garrett, Indiana, looking for a QSL card for the show tonight, man, giving us a Simpo rating of 455544, and that's a good rating, folks. Simpo, you know, signal and information and noise and poor quality and overall poor quality or something like that. We'll get back to it later, folks. And then Derek, here's some guy, Derek, keeping up with the Canadian action, coming from North Bay, Ontario tonight. That's about 2.5 hours west of Pembroke, folks. Pembroke. And we played the Pembroke Limited tonight on the show. So you see, it ties in, and there's some Canadian folks digging the action.
Hey, you know, there may even be some peeps out there by the fire.
Wait,
what
are you going
to
do?
I want to give a shout out to my peeps.
Give a shout out to the peeps. Make it snappy.
If they're out there by the fire, I'd like to know what they thought of the version of the song I just sang.
Well, they could email it. Folks, you can email us anytime.
There's even a musician out there, so I'm really going to get an honest answer, I think.
Well, get in on the email.
Maybe I'll be invited to join her band.
It's lost@wbcq.us. And I really would like to hear, speaking of Canadians, I really am just waiting to hear from someone for the first time in Halifax, Nova Scotia, who catches and digs this show. Well, forget it. They don't have to enjoy it. But just someone who gets the show every once in a while or happens to run into it on 88.1 FM, CKDU, downtown Halifax. Send us the email or whatever. And folks, you've been digging the Lost Discs Radio Show. We're going to have to get out of here in about a minute. Now, Joe Stacks on the phone there. Joe Stacks, you lucked out tonight. I was going to do a Stump Joe Stacks song and see if you could name it, but we ran out of time, so it's going to have to wait maybe until next week. How do you feel?
Hey, well, I'll be back.
All right. Well, that's a good excuse to have you back on the show, man.
Joe, you can thank me. My little thing there took up the time he was going to use to do that, so you can thank me later.
I will be most generous, Doc.
Yeah, Dr. Doug Brown and Joe Stack. Hey, they're all good for something here on the show. And you'll be in touch with us on the analog mail as well. It's P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
USA.
In the USA, folks. And we'll dig you on BCQ next week live, man. And we'll see if we can stump Joe Stacks then. In the meantime, stay cool, won't you?